Now I will do the last verse, verse number 21, and then we can summarize, and then we'll have time for questions or comments. Verse number 21. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha.
Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha.
Shraddhayarchitum icchati.
Shraddhayarchitum icchati.
Tasya tasya chalam shraddham.
Tasya tasya chalam shraddham.
Tameva vidadhamyaham.
Tameva vidadhamyaham.
Together.
Yo
yo yam yam tanum bhaktah shraddhayarchitumichyati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tam eva vidadhamyaham. So yo yo yam yam. Yo yo means yaha yaha. Whoever that person may be, when Bhagavan uses yaha, that is a pronoun that includes everybody, whether it's male or female, young or old, short or tall, black or white. So whoever that person may be, and yam yam means whatever Lord, whatever tanu means whatever form of God. So you may choose any form of God. As we said in the previous verse, you can worship the Lord Shri Krishna or Shiva or Saraswati or Ramchandraji, or you could worship the planets, or you could worship Indra or the sun god, or like people who do, you know, Gayatri mantra in the morning, they are invoking the sun god. There's nothing wrong with that. But he says that I am the one, I means the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Consciousness is the one that gives power to all of them. So he says, yam yam. So whatever tanum, whatever form of God or whatever power, as we said, it could be a politician, could be a businessman, could be a powerful individual. Tanum bhaktaha. So a bhaktaha means a devotee. Here devotee means it could be a devotee of God or one, say if you go to a politician, then you become his devotee. You say, oh, please give me a job. So that bhakta, that devotee, that one who wants shraddhaya, through shraddha, architum ichyati, wishes to worship. Tasya tasya achalam shraddham. So of that individual, his shraddha achala, I make it firm. And tam, that shraddha, I give, vidadhami, I make, I give, aham. So what Bhagavan is telling us, that whatever is your goal in life, or whatever is your desire, or whomever you approach with faith, that this is what I want. And what is faith? Shraddha is not only blind faith. See, some people translate Shraddha as blind faith. I blindly believe in this guru, blindly believe in this Mahatma, blindly believe in this teaching. Now, blind belief can lead to fanaticism. So Bhagavan is saying that Shraddha, Shankaracharya ji says it very beautifully. He says Shraddha is what? It is faith accompanied by right understanding. And where does the right understanding come? From the scriptures. And from a right guru. So a person who has faith in the scriptures, has faith in the right guru. The guru also has to, one has to be careful what guru we adopt. So when there is faith accompanied by knowledge, see, it's not only blind faith, it's not only emotionally I love this person, but intellectually I understand that what this person is telling is right. So that is called Shraddha. Because the Shraddha word is often misused. They say, oh, you should have Shraddha. You know, like people who, remember, drank that Kool-Aid. What was his name? Jones? You know, the one who took his followers to the Central America. And then at one day he said, the world is ending. And all of them drank cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. And all of them killed themselves. And hundreds of people died. So that is wrong Shraddha, that my guru has said, take poison, so I'll do it. So he says Shraddha should be in the right teacher with the right understanding. So whoever approaches a particular guru or a particular power which Shraddha and wishes to invoke that power, I make that power strong. So which is the truth, because my ability to walk and talk, where does it come from? God. My ability to go anywhere comes from God. My ability to think, to communicate comes from God. And this person whom I am approaching for power or for wealth or for spiritual knowledge, his or her power also comes from God. So ultimately, even a murderer picking up a knife to stab somebody, where does he get the strength? From God. Where did he get the knife? From nature. So God says, I provide you with whatever you need, then it is up to you with how you use that. So it is the intention that matters. The example they give is somebody takes a knife and cuts another person's stomach. Now that could be a sin or could be a merit. It could be a sin if a robber is cutting somebody's stomach to steal his money. But if a surgeon is cutting somebody's stomach to remove a tumor, that same action becomes a punya, becomes a merit. So that's what he says, that be careful about your motives. Whatever I am doing, good or bad, the motive is more important than the action. So always be conscious. What are my thoughts? What are my motives? What are my intentions? What are my desires? So Bhagwan says that when you limit yourself and say that this alone is right, then that's when you become a fanatic. That my religion alone is right, and anybody who doesn't believe in my religion should be killed, or, you know, should be bombed, or my company alone is good, and so I should use my company to take over all the other companies and get a monopoly. For me to get my job, I don't care how many people. So Bhagavan says, if you do that and you step over others and you cheat others, I'm the one who gives you the strength. But ultimately, the law of karma applies to everybody. When we do things that are wrong or that are improper to obtain things improperly, then ultimately the law of karma comes back upon us. So Bhagavan says that is what creates fanatics, where I want what I want and I don't care what happens to others, how many people get hurt, how many people get cheated. So I was reading a commentary. So it says that in the modern age, there are two gods that are worshipped the most, two gods, more than any other god. They say, who are those two? One is Kubera. Kubera is said to be the treasurer of the gods, the treasurer of heavens. And it is said he has a very ugly face, a horrible body, and he lives in this house that is totally made of gold. Everything is gold. You know, like King Midas, you remember his story, where whatever he touched turned to gold. So whatever Kubera touches turns to gold. Everything in his house is made of gold, gold, and gold. And the walls are studded with sapphires and diamonds and jewels and pearls and rubies. So Kubera is said to be the treasurer of the heavens. And so people say, that is the one I want to worship. If I worship Kubera, I'll get money. And money and power, and money includes everything, includes power, includes fame, includes name and fame, position. So we approach God just to get that. I should have more money. Not that, again, I said there is anything wrong in getting money or power or job or position, but one should do that honestly, sincerely, and take what I deserve, not take what other belongs to others in a wrong fashion. So Kubera is the one god that is worshipped. The second god that is worshipped a lot, is Kamadev. Kamadev is the god of senses. You know, god of all the sensed pleasures. And people approach him because whatever I see, I should get what I see, what I hear, what I taste, what I touch, what I smell. So the idea is that I want to see everything, I want to hear, I want to eat, I want to enjoy, I want to have fun. Life should be all one great, you know, great picnic, a great party. And so Kamadev, and it is said Kamadev has five arrows. and five arrows are for the five senses. So when he strikes you, then you just fall in love with that object and you want it at all costs. So those are the two gods that are worshipped the most in the modern age, is Kubera and Kamadev. So Bhagavan says, be careful who you make as your ideal. You know, people in this world make ideal as sports figures. Okay, Michael Jordan was like that, or you know, Joe Montana was like that, or Kobe was like that, you know, or some people make film stars as their ideals. I want to be like, you know, Johnny Depp or whoever the, you know, modern stars are. I don't keep up much with that. But film people, or in India, Shah Rukh Khan, or, you know, Katrina Kaif. So people make those kind of role models. So Bhagavan says, pick your role models and make somebody who is truly great a role model. Maybe somebody like Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King or John F. Kennedy or Abraham Lincoln, or, you know, or great Mahatmas like Gurudev Swami, Chinmayananda, or Raman Maharishi, or Mirabai, or Tukaram. So pick your role models and pick the right kind of people who have accomplished a lot and who have given back. Like Bill Gates is an example where he has so much money, but every year he gives away $1 billion in charity. And he has this Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation where they're now, he hardly gets works in the company anymore. His main focus is now how to give back to the community. So the point is that it is okay to earn and to be successful, but then I have to give back to society because society has given me so much. So that is what they're saying. Make such people your role models. Make great people who have accomplished a lot, who have given a lot back to society, instead of people, you know, like Kubera or Kamdev, or people who have made money dishonestly and cheated others. One should not make them your role models, because Gurudev says, as you think, so you become. So whatever your desire is, that will become your thought, and that will become your action. And then with action, it will create more vasanas. And that's what Gurudev says, that determines your character. As your desires, so your thoughts, so your thoughts, so your actions. So your actions, so your vasanas, so your desires, and ultimately character. So when we look at a person's life, say if the person is living or has passed away, what is most important is what is that person's character. Yeah, the person may have a lot of money, but if he made the money dishonestly and died, then people say he was not a good character. So you want to be remembered as a person who has good character, who has good values, who has good morals, who has given to society. These are the, ultimately, those are the people we remember. Otherwise, so many kings have come and gone, you know, thousands of kings have gone. But who are the people we remember? We remember Ashoka because he did so much for society. We remember Buddha because even though he was a king, he gave up his kingship to become a great prophet. We remember leaders, you know, like all, as I mentioned, some of these prominent leaders who have done so much for society. So that is what Bhagavan says, that make your character, make your thoughts based upon those and have the right kind of role models in life. And whatever you have the Shraddha, whatever you have the faith, ultimately, I am the one who will strengthen it. That's what they say. Just as the Colorado River started out on the surface over billions of years, it has made the Grand Canyon, which is now 7,000 feet deep. Why? Because of continuous running of water. So similarly, our scriptures tell us, just as the thoughts, when they are continuously running in your brain, they make a groove, where then your thinking gets directed into that groove, into that path. So choose the right path, choose the right thoughts, choose the right ideas, choose the right role models. So this today we have studied about this wise person, this Jnani, or Jnanavan as Bhagavan calls him, who sees God everywhere and approaches me for what? for the highest good. That, oh Lord, make me the instrument. That's why when we do the pledge, may thy grace and blessings flow through us to the world around us. So what does that mean? Oh Lord, may your grace and blessings flow through us, and may I become an instrument of the teaching, of the knowledge, and through me this knowledge may spread, and may I then change the world and make the world a better place. That is the purpose of chanting the pledge, which we do every day. When we say we stand as one family, bound to each other with love and respect, that is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everybody is one, and so on. We stand as one family, bound to each other with love and respect. We serve as an army, courageous and disciplined. So that also we start today, that this person has courage and discipline, ever ready to fight against all low tendencies and false values within us. That's very self-explanatory. And all that. And then we, may thy grace and blessings flow through us to the world around us. So that we can see that today's, the pledge that we chant every week has come in today's shlokas. So it is very beautiful three verses. I'd like to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to study these and share it with you. We have a few minutes. It's 11:53. So we have about 10 minutes. I would encourage you to ask questions or participate in the discussion. If anything you want to add, please feel free to do that. If something is not clear, you may unmute yourself when you need to talk and after you are done talking. So please feel free to ask a question or add anything. Thank you so much. Thank you.
One thing that really interested me was when Anil Ankol was talking about like worshiping public figures now and like the kind of people we fixate on. And it was just like an offhand thought I had about, but I watched a speech on the Congress's floor through C-SPAN, and it was about the impeachment trial. And one of the congressmen was basically, he likened what President Trump was like with all the media and all the publicity going on about it. He was like, this is akin to the struggles that Jesus went through when he was trying to spread Christianity. And so I thought it was just an interesting comparison to think about that. You know, it's not a stretch to say that people do, like, you know, like, hang on to every word that that public figures say and almost revere them, in a sense. Yes. I thought that was, like, it's fair enough to say that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he says in the third chapter that every one of us is a role model for others. Is what Lushil was just saying, is very correct. Some of us become role models like Trump or, you know, Obama, which become role models for the nation, or like Prime Minister Modi. But even in our home, we can become role models, like parents are role models for the children. Older brothers and sisters are role models for the younger siblings. Like seniors in high school become role models for the freshmen and the sophomores. So one has to be very careful, because there is always people looking up to you. And so the higher position you get in society, the more your responsibility is. So obviously for people like Trump or Obama or Modi, they have to make sure they are good role models. I mean, not all leaders do that, but that should be their role. But each and every one of us is a role model for somebody else. So you may be a senior in high school, or you may be an older brother and sister. And so you have to model your behavior after the right people. And then you yourself have to be a good role model for others that follow. So thank you. That's a very good point. Thanks for bringing it.
I think the older I get, the fewer people that I ever can call a role model.
Yes.
They all have feet of clay, every one of them. Now, politicians, they're narcissists. I mean, and famous Hollywood people, oh my gosh. Then you find out horrible things that they've done, you know. Pedophiles, all the stuff you always hear.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point. I think what the lesson we should take from this is that there is nobody in this world who is perfect. Everybody has a mixture of good and bad. So when you see an individual, pick up what is good and drop what they have done wrong. That's why in Taittiriya Upanishad it is said very clearly. The teacher says that you may have sinned in me, even though the teacher is an enlightened master who is teaching. He says, you may have seen some qualities that are not desirable. Or when you go out in life, you will encounter other people who have done great things. But then as you get to know them closely, as you said, they have feet of clay and they may have some undesirable qualities in them. So he says, drop those. Pick up what they have done good and pay attention to that and pick and learn that. How did this person become such a great musician? Or how did she become such a great actress? Or how did they become so successful in politics? So pick up what is good. And if they are doing something wrong, let God worry about it. Instead of myself getting myself disturbed, just learn from their goodness. It's a very good point you have brought. And that in Taittiriya Upanishad, it has been covered when we do the graduation speech, you know, the Shikshavalli, when the seniors graduate. That is one of the points that the teacher tells us, that focus on the good, pick up the good, learn from the good, and if they have done something bad, that should not affect my thinking, because then, as we said, if you keep on thinking negative, then your thoughts will constantly be negative and only person will be hurt is you. So think positive and look at the goodness, and whatever bad he has done, that God will take care of it. And that, again, I am not perfect. You are not perfect. Nobody in this world is perfect. Everybody has some good imperfections. So only thing perfect in the world is God. Nothing else is perfect. So let them, you know, behave what they want. But I should learn to get the good and make myself a better person. Thank you. That's a very good point. Thank you. Anything else?
I think like what Rachel was saying, that and like where we kind of idolize these people and compare them to literally to like godlike figures. And obviously, like as you said, that everyone has faults. So I think that if we like take the good the good qualities of people and we admire them for that. Like for example, like Kobe Bryant was like, there's no doubt that he was like a hard worker and like he was a good player and things like that. Yes. So if we take those qualities and like look at them from that perspective, then I think it's better for us. Yes.
Right. Very true. Thank you. Ayushi, anything you want?
So I remember talking earlier when we were talking about Vasudeva, how it's not only Krishna, but it identifies with the total consciousness. But I think one of the interesting thing is that at least in Hinduism, like we have like when people first ask us like, oh, like you believe in like so many gods, or like, oh, so you guys are like a polytheistic religion, but like we believe in like different manifestations of a single consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so I think the interesting thing is that still believing in a higher power, but having like different ways to, or different representations, something that maybe we connect to more, actually helps us in our path to enlightenment. So I think it's really interesting how that I and that Vasudev can actually be anything, still identifies with the total consciousness.
Very nice. Thank you. Very good point. Very good point. That there is only one consciousness, one Brahman, who takes various forms, and it is up to us which particular form. If you like Sri Krishna, you pick that, or Sri Ram, or Mother Saraswati, or Lord Shiva, any of those. Anybody else? Rishabh, you want to add anything?
I think adding on to what Ayushi said, it's like important for us to not only look at like, you know, the gods that we, you know, like classically do Buddhas for, but like the consciousness can manifest itself into anything that we view as, or qualities that we view as something that we want to exemplify. And there, that can be in the form of like a person that you respect a lot, like a public figure or a celebrity, or can be somebody in your immediate family or somebody that you know personally. And that's what allows us to, you know, keep going, because we have the ability to see the qualities which we want to see in the world exemplified in people that we know, and then we can follow in their footsteps and be like them.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Arpita, anything you...
Yeah, so kind of like how Rucho and Sagar were saying, I don't, when people idolize these people, it's not, if you take the good qualities, I don't see it as a bad thing, but the problem is when your judgment gets clouded and you blindly follow these people,
mm-hmm.
and then you can't really decipher, you just, whatever they do is technically good to you, which I mm-hmm. think that's where the problem is.
Right, even when the person is doing wrong, I think that is good, yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add? How about Kushi?
Yeah, so I was interested in the verse 19, and how everyone was saying, you know, you should respect people around you, and you know, public figures who you respect and appreciate, but I think it doesn't even have to be people in a certain extent. I remember I was reading Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha, and at the end of the novel, his teacher he finds is the river,
yes.
right? And he learns the secrets from the river. And so I think that, like, you know, it may not even be like the people around you. It can be just anything around you, the objects. You just have to be willing to listen to the teachings that all the things around you, animate and inanimate, provide.
Yes, yes. You know, I think there is that the my 22 teachers. You have done that in Bal Vihar,
yeah,
where this person, he learns from the river, he learns from the mountain, he even learns from, you know, a prostitute. So he learns from various people what to do and what not to do. So that's a very good point. Thank you. Actually, the Siddhartha book, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I read it when I was a teenager. And it had such a profound impact. I still remember almost the whole story completely. And I brought that up many times in my Gita class, because it's a very, very powerful book, very well written. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you. Are there any other youth listening? No? Okay, I think we can end now.
E Giridhari Krishna Murari.
He Giridhari Krishna Murari
Govardhana Giridhari Prabhu Hari
Govardhana Giridhari Prabhu Hari
He Giridhari Krishna Murari
He Giridhari Krishna Murari
Govardhana Giridhari Prabhu Hari Govardhana Giridhari Prabhu Hari Papa Samhari Avabhaya Hari Papa Samhari, Bhava Bhaya Hari. Papa Samhari, Bhava Bhaya Hari.
Papa Samhari, Bhava Bhaya Hari.
Bhakta Janabana, Rakshakakari.
Bhakta Janabana Rakshatakari
Jaya Radhesham Krishna Murari
Jaya Radhesham Mukunda Murari
Jaya Radhesham Mukunda Murari
Jaya Radhe Shyam Mukunda Murari
Jaya Radhe Shyam Mukunda Murari
Jaya Radhe Shyam Mukunda Murari
Jaya Meera Prabhu Hridaya Bihari
Jaya Meera Prabhu
हृदय बिहारी
हे गिरिधारी कृष्ण मुरारी
हे गिरिधारी कृष्ण मुरारी
कृष्ण मुरारी
कृष्ण मुरारी